broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears here with you on a rainy Tuesday morning. Tuesday, April the 2nd, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour. 52 degrees and light rain in the Marion area. As they say, April showers living up to their title here, their name. 2 days in April, rain both days. How about that? Phone lines remain open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. As I said, a little tired this morning, but that's because Carrington was over last night till about 2 in the morning, but we had a lot of fun going through some of her Hawaii audio tape and just having a good time. So that was a lot of fun, and of course, Carrington and Matt will be coming along come Thursday to the big event in Philadelphia. And if you would like to watch the Hall of Fame event, it will be Friday night on the Peacock Network, starting at 10:15. Just download the Peacock app and search WWE Hall of Fame, and there it will be. And again, I thank everybody who's been so nice when I've seen them in public or the messages that I've got online. I think it's very, very nice. Just all the congratulatory things and nice things people have said. And the WWE has been very nice and easy to deal with, as I've said. So all is well on all fronts at this particular point as we head into the big event this coming weekend. Now, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We always enjoy hearing from the listening audience out there. You know, I'll tell you yesterday, and I understand we're still in the middle of this, but boy, oh boy, were they just amping up the tornadoes. Now, God forbid we would get a tornado this afternoon, but holy moly, they made it sound like the end of the world was happening last night and this afternoon. It almost seems that way with the eclipse as well. It just seems as if people are getting panicked because the news keeps telling people that they should be panicked because bad things could happen. You can't get up and down the road. You can't do this. You can't do that. I don't know if it'll be like that at all. I really don't know. I mean, some sources say yes. Some sources say no. I really don't know. And I'm not even sure what you're supposed to do on eclipse day, to be honest, besides look at the sky for 4 minutes. I don't know. I know hotels are charging exorbitant rates, as we heard in hour number one, over $300 or around $300 for a room in Marion, Ohio on a Monday afternoon. I mean, that's something you don't see every day, but I guess if you can collect, that's how people, I think, look at most things. If you can collect, why not go ahead and collect? Now, well, do what you want, I guess. I don't know. It's interesting. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I guess if you have any fears, maybe you should go out in the next few days and get your gas and get your groceries, and then there'll be no big conflicts as we head into the weekend, and you won't have to worry about it. And, I mean, I imagine Monday night it's all over. This thing happens at 3 in the afternoon. I imagine most people will be hightailing it out of town at that particular moment. Mary out there listening sent us a picture here. Yeah, the eclipse is coming, and a guy's got all kinds of bread and milk. I can believe it. But will it be like a snowstorm in which really nothing bad happens? Or will it really be something where people are stuck home? I just don't see that. Home for days, I can't imagine that would really happen. But I'll be glad to know that I will be back that morning. So no matter what happens, I'll be around here. Now, don't forget that Friday morning on this station, if all goes well, I will be broadcasting from Philadelphia from 8 until 10 a.m. at least, possibly till 11 a.m., depending on how things go. I assume Thunderbolt will be on that morning. I assume Matt and Carrington will be on that morning. So that should be a fun morning. Friday morning from Philadelphia. Now, Monday morning, let's take the phone call here, then we'll come back to this conversation. All right, go ahead.
You know, just for the heck of it, you remember Keith Sider?
Yes.
You ought to give him a call and get his perspective about this. How is this going to affect the weather, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, yesterday everybody was all excited because the weather on Monday looked great, 60 degrees and partly cloudy, I think is what it was. And I looked this morning and now it looks like 60 degrees and possible rain that day.
Oh, really? For the 8th?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at this morning. Now, wow. Yesterday it looked fine, but today it looks a little different.
Well, when you look at weather like that, it can slide one or two days either direction. When you get within 48 hours, you're pretty close. 24 hours is a better window to see what's going to happen, you know? But
Right now, Monday at 3 is mostly cloudy.
Mm-hmm. But you'll still be able to experience what it's like. And I don't know if I told you, I told someone that, okay, there's going to be a total solar eclipse. The sun's going to be blocked by the moon. But the light rays end around the moon. So it'll be like what they shoot day for night.
Yes.
So it's going to be a little twilight. It's not going to be total darkness.
No, and I think people are confused about that. And I don't. My understanding, the big appeal to this is what you can see if the sky is clear by looking at it. It's not that everything would go dark, but some people do have that impression.
Yeah, you'll see the corona. But the thing is, unless you've got a good telescope, you won't be able to see the solar flares. So, and that's one of the things. It's better, hey, let's watch it live on television or via the computer. Go to, NOAA, and go on there. Or even, I would imagine, NASA would probably afford you, between North American, whatever NOAA is. I can't remember the acronym. But anyway, one of those two places will see it best, unless it's just a good reason to sit back, throw back a couple of cold ones, and relax and enjoy an early end of the day.
Well, and the time of this is interesting to me as well. You know, I've never heard of an event that has such a buildup that is 3.5 minutes. I mean, 3.5 minutes and it's done.
Well, for some folks, that's kind of like sex, isn't it?
Well, depends on who you're hanging around with, I guess. I don't know.
Well, like I say, for some folks.
For some folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it all shakes
out.
Hey,
you know, hopefully it's nice, decent weather, even if it's a little cloudy. Get outside, get some fresh air, meet with friends, and enjoy yourselves.
Do your thing.
Yep. Thanks.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you 24 minutes past the hour on this April the 2nd, 2024, 54 degrees, light rain in the Marion area. Talking about the eclipse, which is now 6 days away, all the hysteria. And I just find it hard to believe. Now, there might be some out-of-towners that really get into this, but I just can't imagine that people are going to have these parties and everybody's going to be looking at the sky and isn't that great and wow, wow, wow. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe people are that interested. I don't know. I mean, what do you do when it's over? I guess 3.5 minutes, then what do you do? I mean, take a nap? I'm not sure what you do. All this anticipation, month after month after month, and shutting down downtown Marion and closing the schools and creating all this hysteria for 3.5 minutes. You know, I don't know. Seems a little odd to me. But maybe it will happen. I'll be back that morning, so I'll be here for it. Heaven knows I wouldn't want to miss the once-in-a-lifetime event. 740-751-4038 is the number. Anything on your mind, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. And I'm also kind of interested in these glasses that people are buying. You know, $2 glasses are going to protect your eyes from the solar eclipse if there is some kind of damage that could be done. I just can't imagine $2 glasses would do that, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe they will. They all remind me of the old 3D movie days. That's what those glasses remind me of, 3D movies. You know, isn't it interesting how everything all happens at the same time? Have you ever noticed that when you have things on your calendar, they all seem to happen at the same time? And that certainly has been the case with this particular eclipse happening on Monday. It follows all this Philadelphia stuff starting on Thursday, you know, leaving to go there Thursday night and then being there all day Friday with the Hall of Fame on Friday night and then WrestleMania on Saturday and Sunday and then back here Monday and Monday's Eclipse Day. You know, everything always happens all at once. And then what do you do the next weekend? Becomes a little anticlimactic, don't you think? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I heard little pieces of conversations on and off for the last several days, but did I hear you correctly that you're flying out of Marion to Philadelphia?
Did I say Columbus?
Oh, you're flying out of Columbus, and then you're coming back, and then you're going to broadcast part of that in Philadelphia. We're going to be able to hear it on our little pads here in Marion.
Yeah, Friday morning show should be from Philadelphia from 8 until 11.
Oh, okay. Now, how will that be broadcasted with your clientele there that goes on other excursions with you? Is that the way it's going to be?
Yeah, my understanding at this particular point is that they'll be there on Friday morning with me on the broad. Matt and Carrington.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to be there in Philadelphia, and then you're going to fly into Philadelphia. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. And what airplane facilities are you going to fly by?
Yeah, the name of the airline?
TWA, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I believe it's American.
American? Okay. So when you take out, I can hear the roar of the plane coming over my place because you're going to be going that way.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's an exciting thing to be a part of. I had no idea the amount of people who come to these things.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to miss all the fun here in Marion of seeing all the people here, right?
Well, you know, I come back Monday morning, so I'll be here for the big part of it. But I are they supposed to start rolling in Friday? I'm not even sure when that's supposed to happen.
I don't know. And for the eclipse, is your the shake and bake, is that going to be an inside or an outside event?
Well, if it rains, it'll be inside. But if
the seating
seating capacity if we got around close to a million people here around the Marion area.
I know. We'll really have trouble. You know, my feeling on it is if it's raining, I think people will probably leave because they can't see anything anyway.
Oh, you mean within that 3 minutes if it's raining?
Yeah, because I would imagine if people are here and it gets to be, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday and it's pouring rain, I would think all these eclipse people from out of town might think, well, maybe we need to go to the next area to see this thing.
Where would be the next area then?
You know, it's in that there's a line. I think probably the next area would be somewhere...
an imaginary line or a specific line?
Well, there's a specific line on a lot of the...
like our interstates run north-south, east-west.
Yeah, it kind of goes southwest is the line.
Uh-huh.
So whatever's southwest of here would be in that same area of totality.
Yeah. So the people that the Highway State Patrol, you know, is going to go on a scourge there that people texting. So a lot of these people won't know that they'll be texting, want to know what direction to go then, wouldn't they?
Well, you know what I'm still trying to figure out is what are people... We only have so many hotels. So are people driving in that day just to park? I mean, I really don't understand how this is all supposed to play out.
Have you ever heard of the thing, maybe it go national? You like national things, I know that, by listening to all the things. That's pretty neat. But wouldn't it be great if it, I don't know if it would be great, but wouldn't it be something if Shake and Bake run out of hamburgers and everything in that facility right there in those 3 minutes of the eclipse, and people would go hungry?
Well, you know what's going to be interesting? I think I was talking with Carrington about this last night, and I said, you know, we really don't have to do a whole lot of publicity on this event because just the people who are parking in the Meyer parking lot, the people in the two hotels in that parking lot, and the people who will be at Steak and Shake eating anyway because it's a big event, I mean, that's going to be as big a crowd as we're able to handle.
Yeah, because it's going to be about during the... extended lunch hour, too, about that time, you know, and they kind of have to get to just sit around and chit-chat and stuff. So I don't know how many people that... I never been in there since that was built, Scott.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah, I have. I have. It's not a bad place.
Well, I'm not saying that, but the capacity, like, how many do you think that holds if you've been in there quite a bit then?
Oh, it's not a huge place. I mean, if you did wall-to-wall, you could probably get 50.
Because I don't want to be standing room now.
No, it probably seats 50, but I also don't really understand. I don't know. Like all the restaurants that day, not just Steak and Shake. Now, are they going to have lines out the door? Because I think you probably wouldn't want to be inside if it was nice out. So I don't know how that all works. It's a weird event in that way.
Yeah, because the fire marshal only allows so many people in a facility. That's a escape route, you know, that you only allow so many, so if a fire goes in there, spilled grease or something like that, they can evacuate it.
Well, I hope that we just have partly cloudy skies, even if it happens to be cloudy, because then we can still be outside as long as it's not raining. And
I don't know for sure, Scott. I got a couple pairs of these glasses left over from previous things. Now, I'm not on your show. You should be able to wear, at least us Marion people, if we got a certain code on those or something that we're allowed to look at that, or we're going to have eye injury.
Well, see, I don't know. It just is hard for me to believe that when they talk about all the stuff that it could do to your eyes that you have to have glasses, that a $2 pair of glasses would be enough to prevent all that from happening. I'm sure it is. I mean, I would hope somebody check that out.
Well, it's advertised on your show, so I thought maybe you'd be able to find that out for us and let us know before the eclipse. Could you do that?
Well, I could. Yeah, I will, but I think they claim that it's good.
That's what I want. I want to have a claim when I go blind.
No, that's about right. Maybe that's what they're hoping.
could guide me the rest of my life, you know, because my eyes is ruined out taking bake.
Well, it's very odd in that way. Because, you know, here Lowe's is selling them for $2.48. Walmart's selling them for...
They're low price. That word's right there in front of you. They're low.
They're Lowe's, yeah. And well, Walmart even slides in lower, $1.84.
No, they're on the wall. They got them hanging around on the wall. Okay, who's the other one?
Well, now see, now it's interesting because now what this says, regular sunglasses may appear adequate, but the lack of necessary strength to shield your eyes adequately. Instead, opt for specialized solar eclipse glasses or number 14 welder's glasses. So apparently these $2 glasses are as strong as number 14 welder's glasses.
Oh, well, I'll go out and try a river to see if I can get a welding helmet and look at it. That ought to work, shouldn't it?
Now, well, I'll tell you, here's something interesting that was just published 2 days ago. NASA does not approve or certify eclipse glasses.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I don't even know who NASA is, to tell you the truth.
Well, people who set off the shuttles.
I know who PETA is, but...
We cover PETA on this station, that's for sure.
And during this eclipse, do they advise people with pets and stuff that the dogs wouldn't look up into the sky or animals like that and become blind? I heard that on your show a while back. What do the animals do, according to PETA there a while back when it was during the ground? Hey, Scott, I'll get off here for not being silly, but how many people do you think that you're going to predict? Just your prediction. You know, they put out pools and stuff on sports and stuff. What's your prediction here, Marion?
For Marion, on top of our regular population, just because of the hotels, now I think some people will drive in from Columbus. So I'm going to say that we will have, on top of our regular population, I could probably see maybe 10,000 people. And if we got that high, it probably would be congested. But I can't see any more than that.
Popcorn Festival brought around 250,000, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that's what they claim, yeah.
And then we're only going to have 10 here for the clips then?
That's my guess, because I just can't see. We only have, what, 5 hotels left in town. Everybody else would just have to drive in the day of, and I can't imagine more hotel rooms in Marion. How many hotel rooms do you think we have? Probably 300-400. So that's hotel rooms.
But they're coming from California, understood. I heard people on your show say that. Colorado and some of those western states are going to be coming in pretty heavily because of the tilt of it.
Right, so I wonder, is that just a caravan that drives all day to catch that 4-minute period? See, because I would guess a lot of people will probably just stop on Route 23 and pull over. It's only 4 minutes.
Go about around 3,000 miles and just pull over on 23 for 3 minutes. Hey, Scott, you know what I heard on national TV just last night there? That they named off the things in the... Usually when they name off big events from Ohio, it's the 3 C's, you know, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland, whichever direction you're going to go and in between there. But I heard all of Columbus and Toledo and stuff. I never heard nothing mentioned about Marion, Ohio.
Well, that's it. Now, see, that's one of the big interesting parts of this.
On the national, and it could be both of them. Local and national.
Well, see, this is also what I don't understand, because Cleveland is part of this. I think it's the only big C in Ohio a part of this. But, okay, if you're in Cleveland that morning and you see it, you're going to drive here to see it again? I mean, I'm not sure. I guess I don't understand that.
Well, you have to be in the same location, because that's going to happen millions of miles around. It's going to happen regardless where you are. You can't do that. But you get off the craft, you know. They said that Cedar Point and all those facilities that can haul, have people, large qualities of people there can visualize it. And it's just natural. Get up around Lake Erie and stuff. There's no trees or things out there on Lake Erie except on a few islands, but they're too low to block your view. But some places around here, if the shadows and stuff comes, you better be able to run around and get where the sun is. 3 minutes, you can't go very far in 3 minutes, you know?
Well, and you know what I also don't understand is they keep saying traffic is going to be congested. But if you come here to watch this, isn't the first thing you're going to do is find a parking space so you can get out and see it? Why is traffic going to be so congested? Where are these people going to be driving to?
Well, after all the parking we got in Marion, it'd be filled up, and the roads, you can't park anywhere anymore.
Well, but I mean, are these people just going to stop in the middle of the road? I don't know. I think...
Well, I don't think they're going to stop in the middle of the road, because they don't even do that when it gets foggy and slow down or anything. It'd just be a big pile up, you know. But anyhow, Scott, you have a good trip up there. And I heard you say this morning you haven't got the documentation or the contract signed yet. So I can't congratulate you on your assignment, but I know you'll be able to carry it out because that's right up your alley. So I can't say good luck to you because when do you have to have that documentation back up there to Philadelphia to confirm that you are going to be there? And if you board a jet and get there, that's what I was wondering, because that's quite a ways to drive with a car with all the conditions we're having now, weather-wise and stuff. But I was just wondering, do you actually have to sign that before you go on stage?
You know, I'm sure I do. Nobody has said that specifically, but I'm sure I do. I mean, I just got it. They didn't send it till late last night. I don't know, late paperwork, I guess. But
sent it in the mail to you?
No, it came in an email, but I guess I just print it off and fax it back to them.
Oh, that kind of, I see. Oh.
Yeah. Well, but I would imagine I would sign it either today or tomorrow. It looked good to me. I'll read it over one more time. It's a lot of paperwork, but it looked good to me.
But you three are going to be there, and you're going by air, and the other two are going by automobile, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my understanding. Well, as of right now, that's my understanding.
And you say quite a bit about it on the air here in the last few days that I've been listening, that you're not really that choked up about having to have some kind of a paper in front of you to express your sincerity and do the right name calling and everything. You're just going to do it off the top of your head like you do every day here, right?
Well, that because in the past when I have given speeches, which is very rarely off paper, yeah. I like to look at the crowd, or I like to look at the camera if there is one, so it looks like I'm talking to somebody. And I think when you hold your head down, it throws people off, and I don't like to do that. So I try to do it off the top of the head. But then, the other day somebody said to me, well, what if somebody wanted a copy of the speech you gave? So I don't know. I may write something up, but I highly doubt that I'm going to read it. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, no. You can tell when people's reading it. I've heard on your show when, they punch their little gizmo and read it off of there, and then they have to wait till it comes up and this and that. You can tell when somebody's using a pad and paper, pencil. They can't even read their own writing, you know, and stumble around on it. But when you talk like you do day in and day out, and you got to get that voice cleared up, so you got to... I'm taking up some of your time, so that won't get any more foggier. Or would you say foggier?
Well,
or
you know, it's
foggier.
Foggy.
Those two close American words, aren't they?
They're. I would go with foggy in that case. You know, the more I talk in the morning, the better it gets. So usually, thank goodness this event's at night. I should be good at night.
Well, I still have fun talking to you, Scott, so you just take care and everything's going to turn out, and we'll congratulate you when you get back, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Phone lines are open again, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 44 minutes past the hour, April the 2nd, 2024, 54 degrees and light rain in the area. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. It's always good to hear from the listening audience. 44 minutes past the hour. 16 minutes left to go. So if you've been thinking about calling in, now would be the time to do it on this April 2nd, 2024. 2 days into April, rain both days, 54 degrees right now, and a light rain over the Marion area. But you know what? Everybody had a nice Easter. Easter was nice. Weather was good there. So I guess we can't be too picky in this entire situation. We can talk about the eclipse. We can talk about the big events this weekend in Philadelphia. We can talk about anything you like at this particular point. I don't know. Is 10,000 the right number? That's what I would guess. I can't imagine it would be more than that because there are only so many hotels, and are just people going to be driving in that day? So if they're going to be driving in that day, that kind of dispels the whole idea of the weekend being heavily busy. But I don't know. I've never been to a solar eclipse. I don't know. Maybe people are just very fervent in their watching this, and they go up and down the line of totality and watch all these things. I don't know. I don't know. The thing's very interesting on the whole. We can also talk about anything you want, local politics. We've spent a lot of time on that in the last few days. It's an interesting discussion to have. Remember, city council meeting next week will not be on Monday. It will be postponed until Tuesday because of the solar eclipse. Hopefully, we will have been able to put ourselves back together by Tuesday for the big solar eclipse. All right, I think we got a call coming in here. We're going to go back to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
I just learned that after the eclipse, later that evening, all of the pagans will be holding rituals, and there's going to be the sacrificing of virgins later in that evening. So, you know, come for the solar eclipse, come for the sacrifices later.
Well, there's probably not too many of those left around here, so people won't have to worry.
Well, one never knows what are in the woods that killed their planes.
That's where they'll have to go. They'll have to go over there.
Maybe.
Thank you. Phone lines again are open. 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. 54 degrees and light rain in the Marion area today. April the 2nd, 2024. You know, I'll tell you, when you stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes it feels like you stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning. But I was having a good time until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I realized, you know, I have to be up to do a show tomorrow. And I've got a whole series of events going on today and things I need to get done. You know, the last few days before a trip, you got to get those last-minute things done. And I was talking, it's funny, because last night I was talking with Carrington about this trip, because obviously she's going as well, and I was saying, you know, it really does blow by. So much effort is put into a trip, but then when you actually get there, it just is like you're running in fast forward. It's just over in the blink of an eye. So we'll see. But remember, we're bringing back a little piece of Philadelphia and the Hall of Fame Monday at Steak and Shake, 1 to 5, excuse me. We've got Thunderbolt Patterson coming back with us right out of the Hall of Fame. He'll be there. Mary Ellen Withrow will be there. Carrington will be there. Matt will be there. Pastor Craig, Sean, music. It's going to be an event you're not going to want to miss. 1 to 5 at Steak and Shake on Monday, so if you can make it over there. You know, parking should be okay because of Meyer parking lot. But, again, I don't know anything about the solar eclipse as far as what kind of people will be brought into town. I don't know in what numbers they'll be brought into town. I just don't know. It's interesting to me that NASA apparently has not approved these glasses. Now, what does that say on the whole when it comes to these $2, $3 solar eclipse glasses that people are buying? Now, why would NASA not approve the glasses? Don't you find that interesting? I think that's kind of fascinating. All right, 10 minutes left to go. If you've been thinking about calling in, now would be the time. 740-751-4038. With 10 minutes left to go on the big broadcast today, you know, I have not heard from Sarah in quite a while. I said this, I think, either last week or the week before. I hope she's doing okay. I know she was having some issues with her phone at one point. I hope she's well. One of our longtime listeners, Sarah. And Judy, another one of our longtime listeners. I did get some, I got an envelope from her at the station with some paperwork, some newspaper articles and things of that nature. So I hope Judy's out there. Maybe she's just not calling in at this point. You know, that's okay. But we certainly like to hear from those people, Sarah and Judy and the rest of the gang that calls in, and we get together and do our little over-the-air get-together here. Does anybody have any thoughts on the eclipse as we get closer and closer and closer? April 2nd, 2024. The month of April is upon us. Wasn't it warmer? I mean, it's not terribly cold right now. It's 54 degrees. But wasn't it a little warmer last year already? I mean, didn't April come in a little warmer than this year? I don't know. Seems to me like it did. I don't know if it did or not. Maybe I'm just remembering that wrong. But I remember the beginning of April last year. I was out doing quite a bit of things almost every weekend. And it seemed to me like the temperatures were not that bad at all. And again, I'm not saying 54 degrees is a bad temperature, but it's not exactly, well, maybe it's the rain that's kind of bogging everything down at this point, making it seem kind of gloomy and wet and so on and so forth. All right, about 8 minutes left to go here. Any thoughts on anything? That's what we like to do. 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead.
Those late hours you're keeping last night, why, was it dark in your house there? Or I'm maybe getting a little personal there. But, did you notice all the lightning and things, or was your house kind of curtains all pulled and everything and you couldn't see the lightning works?
No.
That was better than the fireworks. And I imagine it drew quite a bit of crowd in Marion because it started and it's never let up till way early here in the morning that I noticed, because it was some big thunder, people plotting and everything like that, you know, Scott, and the firework part. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, you know, it was interesting because I was sitting near a window last night, and I could see the lightning just striking and striking heavy. And boy, it poured there for a while.
Yeah, that lightning done a real good act. That was better than any fireworks I ever seen put on in the United States of America.
But do you think it's interesting, though, how the weathermen came on yesterday and kind of got everybody all worked up into a panic? And I don't know.
You know what, Scott? I really have to disagree with you about that. You and Charlie really knocked our radio stations down there. And I noticed on 4, 6, and 10, they don't even like to. I don't know. Wait till this little beeper gets over. Can you?
Yeah, I can wait.
Can you still hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, let's continue then, because it'll be over. That suspect is fine. I imagine he'll be up there at the wrestling event, won't he?
Who's that?
He's all over the foot phones down around here.
Well, you never know. He could be.
Okay, but Scott, you've had a bad situation down there with that weather report. Can you really give us a clue why there's a differential there? I know Charlie had a favor about the one that the caller there earlier said you ought to get him to kind of figure out the one. He kind of liked him, and then he had some WMRN people, weather people. I can understand Charlie there because it wasn't well versed back then of all the techniques. They got better techniques day in and day out on this weather. And I'm telling you, Adam does a pretty good job where he gets his source. And he's good on computer. He said that the other day. I listened to his show, but he talked to the guy out there in Idaho, and he don't give him much a break to say anything. Can you comment on that show out there? That's the first time I heard it there the other morning. I'll just listen to you, and you can hang up when you want to. Okay,
Scott? All right. Sounds good.
Uh-huh.
You know, when it comes, I'll tell you, the way I'm – certainly, the weather people have much better equipment than they used to, and I think the weather reports are very, very good for the most part. I just think whenever they suspect that we're going to have snow, or yesterday that they suspect that we're going to have tornadoes, or things like that, they just keep saying it over and over and over and over and over. And I understand why they're doing it. But if you're sitting there watching this, we live in the technology age now where people are getting messages on their phone about the weather. They're getting messages on their computer about the weather. They are getting it on sirens going off in their neighborhood. Then they're watching it on television. And you would think World War III would be about to happen if you watch that continuously. They break into programs and tell you how bad it's going to be. And then for the most part, nothing bad usually happens. Now, hopefully that will hold out the rest of the day, but nothing really bad, as near as I can tell, happened around here last night. And then you have an event like what happened in Russell's Point a few weeks ago that I don't think was heavily, I don't remember there being a lot of talk that that was going to happen. So I don't know. It's just, I think it's just frightening people. If a tornado did come through Marion, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm not really sure. The sirens would go off to tell you something was going on, and I would hope that you would take cover, but I don't know what else you would do. And I didn't quite understand yesterday because I saw some people saying that you needed to get non-perishable food and things of that nature, and I'm not – what would you do with non-perishable food if a tornado comes through? I guess maybe that's if the electricity goes out. I guess that's what it's all about. But it just seems like when you repeat it like they do, it scares people. And if you're an elderly person who maybe can't go anywhere or who doesn't have access to a car or something like that, and you're sitting there watching that, I mean, what are you going to do? I don't know that there's anything to do at that point. Here it comes in just a couple hours. And I didn't even hear about that until yesterday afternoon. So by the time it was upon us last night, people had been worked into a frenzy. You know, I was talking to somebody on the phone last night. And the first thing they said, did you hear about what's supposed to happen tonight? Well, I hadn't heard at that point, but there it was. 740-751-4038, 9:57 a.m., 3 minutes left in this broadcast on a rainy Tuesday morning. Maybe tomorrow we'll get a little peek of the sun. Wouldn't that be nice for Wednesday? 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Real quick about the Idaho guy I mentioned towards the last. Let's hear a little tab of that, what's going on between Adam and that guy, will you please?
I will. I'll slip that in. Now, to be honest, I know Adam's been having the, I think his name's Calvin from Idaho on his show, but I honestly, I would hate to comment because the other day I didn't get to hear the show. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there. Maybe Adam talked more than him is what I heard. I'll have to listen to it. I'll try to make it a point to listen to it because I do like listening to other people's shows. And then maybe I can report back. But I didn't hear it the other day. But I think maybe Adam could answer that about him maybe talking more than the Idaho gentleman. I don't know. I just didn't hear it. Or I would be glad to give you some kind of opinion on that. With a little bit of diplomacy involved. Under a minute left here. I hope everybody has a great, great day. Stay dry. Stay careful. Be careful if anything does happen weather-wise. We don't want any trouble out there. We want everybody to be safe and come back tomorrow morning. It'll be midweek already. Wednesday tomorrow morning. Middle of the week. How about that? How things just blow on by. isn't life interesting? It just keeps going and going and going and going. And we certainly like that. And we certainly appreciate everybody who called in and who makes the effort to call in most mornings. It's always appreciated to have people out there. And at this particular point, maybe tomorrow morning I'll have my contract signed and everything will be in good stead to head to Philadelphia on Thursday. For this particular day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything.